You're listening to Rendezvous with the Writer with Bobby Jean and Jim Bell, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rendezvous with a Writer, where readers and writers meet.
And story is everything.
We're your hosts tonight, Jim and Bobby Bell. You've just been listening to the Hot Texas Swing Band's rendition of Hot Texas.
And we are so delighted that you're with us, kicking off our first live show of 2026. This is episode 166. And Jim, where are we tonight?
Yeah. You know, we're on the shooting where they're shooting this movie, A Ranch Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're out in the sun, and this gorgeous blonde is running his horse up and down the road, you know?
Singing on horseback, a little yodel here and there.
Perhaps you're right.
Well, who is joining us tonight? Let's bring them on. Who's coming on? What name do you want to introduce first?
We have a list of characters here.
Yes. So it's the first Thursday of the month. So
Henry C. Park.
Henry C. Park is joining us. Hello, Henry, the author of The Greatest Westerns Ever Made and The People Who Made Them, and film editor for True West magazine. And Henry, where are you joining us from tonight?
For a change, I'm on my home turf in Los Angeles. Well, Van Nuys, California.
Our old stomping grounds. Well, welcome.
We're so
delighted to see your smiling face, Henry.
And vice versa. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And who's next? Who's next?
Natalie Aramania.
Here's Miss Natalie. And there's the set. See, I have to imagine that we're joining her on that set. So you need your movie imagination. Welcome, Natalie. Where are you joining us from tonight?
Thank you so much for having me. Well, virtually, my virtual background shows Tuscarora, Nevada, but I am also next to Henry in Los Angeles.
All right.
Wonderful. We're so delighted to have you with us. And who's our third guest filling
the house? Kristen Harris.
Miss Kristen Harris, award-winning singer-songwriter. We'll talk about her more later, but we have to hold up something, right, Kristen? So welcome, Kristen.
Thank you so much for this.
And where are you joining us from tonight?
I'm in Texas, and I'm in the barn.
Yeah.
And Natalie and Kristen, right before the show, you had a little story about that setting where you are. What is it?
Well, in the few days leading up to when I flew out to Elko, Nevada, for the filming of our movie, I was trying to learn lines and learn some choreography that Laura, the choreographer for the movie, sent me. And this was all pretty last minute how it all came about. So I was out here in this spot in the barn practicing dance steps for the musical.
Oh, that is so fun. And you only know that because you're watching this show. You might hear a lot of really fun things tonight on this show that you haven't heard yet about this film. So we are so delighted to have all of you with us. And Henry, let's see. I think Henry, before Henry's Western Roundup, this issue of True West magazine, Henry, is filled with people we know. Incredible. Including you, Henry.
Yeah.
So we wanted to take a very quick moment to just highlight a few of our friends and past guests that have been, that are in this mag, in this issue. So yeah, Jim, who do we have first?
Well, on the cover, we have
Lynn Downey.
Book on talking about her article, talking about dude ranches of days gone by.
Yeah.
We've had her on the show doing the same thing.
Yeah, and not that long ago, Lynn Downey was with us, yeah. And then here's the article, the history of dude ranching by our friend Lynn Downey. Okay, who do you have next?
Next, we have Sherry Monahan, who's also been on the show.
Yes.
She's talking about that famous drink, Rock and Rye.
Yeah, she has.
She tells you when it started and how to make it.
Yeah. And if I'm trying to hold up to the camera, Sherry Monahan is award-winning author and the author of, I think, two different wonderful sort of Old West cookbooks. Really, really fun. She's with us. Who's next?
Okay, just a quick note. There's a review on Michael Farmer's newest book.
Yes.
So we want to catch that.
Yeah, all right.
And then on page 76... You know, it's a section talking about where are the great cowboy events, you know, where you should go. And we have this one, Red Steagall's event.
Oh, Red Steagall, wait. That's
and
Red
who do
Steagall
we have? Kristen Harris.
Kristen Harris.
Haley Sandoz.
And I think Haley Sandoz. I am not good at being Vanna White, so here we are. All right.
On the other page is a guy we know from as long as we've known Kristen, by the name of Joey Dillon.
Gunman
and fast draw artist extraordinaire.
Yep.
Performing at the Jesse James Days in Minnesota.
Walked into our store that we used to have in Old Town New Hall one day, sort of stumbled in, and we got to talking, and he pulled out his guns and started twirling, and we've been friends ever since. And then, of course, we have our guest. Okay, what happened to my? I took out all the.
That's what happens. The bookmarks disappeared.
Yeah, the bookmarks all disappeared. So, Henry, you have.
Yes, it is our.
Doctor, are you looking for me? I'm on page 60, if that helps.
Yeah. All right, page 60.
Westerns on hold.
Yes, Westerns on hold. And Henry always writes a really engaging article for True West Magazine. So, cover to cover. If you're interested in the Old West or you're thinking of travel plans, you're looking at your bucket list coming up, you need this magazine.
You do.
Yeah. All right, Henry, we're turning it over to you and Henry's Western Roundup. Here we go.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, hello, everybody. It's a special day for me. You know how Facebook sends you notifications that X years ago on this date, you posted something or other. I just found out that 13 years ago today, my website, Henry's Western Roundup, had its 100,000th visit, which is better than 100.
Yeah.
I haven't checked the numbers in a long time, but I just did today. And to date, I've had 2,666,000. And this week,
thumbs up, Henry.
Thank you. This week, I've had more hits from Singapore than the United States, which I wasn't expecting. Now, this roundup report is going to be kind of brief because nothing much happens in the film industry between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So things are just getting geared up again. On my December visit to Rendezvous, I plugged a new Western Netflix series, The Abandons. I'd only been able to see the trailer at that point, and it looked pretty good. Did anyone watch it?
No.
I don't think we saw it.
I don't think we... No.
Well, I watched the first episode, and I promise I will watch at least one more someday. But I haven't come up with a gumption yet. It stars Gillian Anderson and Lena Headey as dueling matriarchs and has no sense of history, no sense of what life was like in the Old West whatsoever. Kurt Sutter, who created the series and was the showrunner, also wrote for The Shield, and he created Sons of Anarchy and Mayans MC. He walked off the show over creative differences with Netflix. Oh. And I'll bet you'll want to walk off too. Oh. Now, some good news, something to look forward to. A new Western feature called Gold Blooded has wrapped in Canada and is in post-production. It's directed by Matthew Campagna, who got a lot of attention for his 2008 Western, Six Reasons Why. And while I've only seen the trailer on that, I have to give him credit for making Alberta, Canada look like Spain. And it stars Ari Millen, who has a big following from the BBC series Orphan Black. Now, as you pointed out, the January-February True West is out. It's our annual Best of the West issue, where I take a look at the best Western films and TV shows of the year. I called the article, as you noted, A Year of Westerns on Hold, because nothing much came along in 2025. The most anticipated Western film, part two of Kevin Costner's Horizon trilogy, or 4G, has yet to appear. One big change, not just to Westerns, but to films in general. In 2024, only two Westerns, Horizon Part 1 and The Thicket, had theatrical releases. In 2025, not one Western had a theatrical release.
Oh, wow.
So it's, which is just so sad because, of course, what genre, you know, benefits from a big screen more than Westerns? Now, my current Henry's Western Roundup features my interviews with filmmakers, the Gross de Nova sisters, about their excellent new film, Eastern Western, and a look at the attempts to suppress the documentary You're No Indian, which is about the tribal disenrollment scandal. And my January Roundup will feature interviews with the director, producer, and stars of Frontier Crucible. And you can read all about these stories and so much more at henryswesternroundup.blogspot.com.
Thank you, Henry. And I know you're going to want to interview both of these guests, Henry, for a future roundup for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see.
And we their Western's not on hold.
Yeah, their Western's not on hold. It is right. On its way,
charging forward.
Rolling forward. We have so much to cover tonight. We're just going to go ahead and kind of wrap this segment. So let's take a step away for a moment and listen to a spot from our sponsors, Blue Cottage Agency and Clicks by Madison. They are standing by to assist you, and they have a special offer, which you'll hear about. And when we come back, we'll hear a song featured in the film. The song is Cows Around, and we'll be chatting more with our special guests, Natalie, Kristen, and Henry. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Authors, welcome home. Every author needs a website, a home base for their brand. Professionally showcase your books and brand with a custom website landing page, starting at $369. Bluebookshelf.com. It's a great feeling to be home. Contact the Blue Cottage team today to get started.
Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this Western blessing, share what I have found. May you always have cows around. What else you gonna spend that extra money on? What else is gonna get you up hours before dawn? What else is gonna keep you toiling on and on and on? Too much time on your hands, not nearly enough complication in your plans. You need to invite all of the frustration that you can. May you always have cows around. Everything is better with some cows around.
Welcome back to Rendezvous with the Writer. You know, that's a pretty jumping tune, isn't it?
If your toes weren't tapping or you weren't getting out of your seat,
you were asleep.
You will be as the music continues with this part of the show. Oh, that was so fun. So that is from Kristen Harris's album, A Place to Land. It's featured in the film. Kristen, take a moment and tell us about Cows Around.
Oh, this is, it's a song that I had to learn right after I got my own cattle and started my own herd. And it's the only song that I sing in the film that I didn't write. It's a Cord Blund song, but I kind of made it my own, and it's become a signature one for me.
It's so fun. Henry, I saw you applauding. You enjoyed that.
Oh, I loved it. I'm so grateful that you folks sent me several links so I could listen to some of Kristen's music, because I love your voice, and the songs are just so much fun. They're just delightful.
You heard it here first. You may want to go back, Kristen, and listen to the show and write down what Henry said. Well, let's see. We are welcome back. We are delighted to have Henry and Kristen and Natalie with us. And I think, Jim, why don't you tell our guests a little bit about Kristen?
Well, we do, because we have a little bio.
Yeah, we have a little bio to share.
Kristen gave us a long bio, but we shortened it just a tad. Kristen Harris is an award-winning singer, songwriter, and entertainer from Burleson, Texas, known for her Western swing spin on original and classic songs of the Western rural lifestyle. She is recognized for her powerful voice, swing rhythm guitar chops, songwriting, yodeling, and energetic stage presence, as well as the passion and authenticity she puts into each performance. All right.
Good. And let's just go ahead and introduce Natalie, and then we're going to get some conversation rolling. So, Jim, you have a little something about Natalie.
We certainly do. Natalie is a filmmaker with a decade of experience producing and shooting independent films, branded content, and documentaries rooted in unique identities and overlooked communities. Now stepping into the role of director, Natalie brings a visually driven and emotionally grounded style to the forefront of her storytelling. Her latest project is a ranch musical.
Yeah. We can't wait. Can you tell we're excited?
I would say we're equally as excited to be here.
Well, of course, the first question we have to ask is, how did you two meet?
Yeah. Natalie, do you want to take that?
Sure. Actually, coming right off of Cows Around was actually a big part of how we first met, because it was at the 2024 National Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada. And I had stepped into my very first cowboy poetry event. I had no idea what to expect. And in the very first show, Kristen performed, and she started with Cows Around. And my jaw was on the ground. I was like, who is this girl? And that song was amazing. And
great.
That was the start of it all. After the show, I ran to the gift shop and bought her CD and just started listening to her music nonstop. And that was kind of the start of it all, I would say.
I think, Natalie, you've got the Kristen Harris fever, I believe.
You could say that, I guess. Harris
we've fever. Had it since before 2012, but we've had it bad for a long time. We even were honored to be invited to their wedding 5 years ago. So we've had the fever, Kristen, ever since we first met you. So Natalie, we understand.
So Natalie, what did you
of y'all? So
Kristen, go ahead. You had.
Oh, I was gonna say. I'm sorry, Kristen, to jump in there. And Natalie, so how did you actually start talking to Kristen? Did you go up to her, or did you get somebody else to do it?
Typically, I'm not the type of person to go up and talk to somebody like after a show. I just get a little nervous. But at that event, I don't know why, I was like, you know what? What the heck? I have nothing to lose. So I did go up to Kristen right after, and I just said, you are so funny. Like, she had some little funny, you know, things that she said throughout the show, and her music was great. And I just said, I really enjoy your music. Everything was great. You're awesome. And I think she was like, okay, thanks. And there was a long line of people to talk to her. So that was when I went to the gift shop. And for the next year, for that whole year, I was just listening to her music. I found her on Spotify, so I listened to all of her songs and would just listen to them on my hours long commute to work, you know, in Los Angeles. And I started showing her music to my friends and thinking, like, look at how fun this music is. I don't know. I just feel like it would be the perfect music for a musical. And I'm a huge musical fan. So I just kind of, as I'm driving, listening to her music, just start thinking of how songs could connect or how storylines can develop. And so it wasn't until Cowboy Poetry 2025, so almost a year ago, that I reached out to Kristen on Instagram. I saw that she was going to be at the gathering again. And I said, well, you know, what the heck? I've got nothing to lose. So I asked her if I could take her out to lunch and pitch her this musical project idea. And she was down. So then we met for lunch and I pitched her the idea.
So Kristen, when she contacted you, what was your first, you know, what was your first thought?
I thought, well, this is cool, like a musical that's ranch themed, like what a cool idea. I haven't seen that done before. And then when she said like she based the idea around several of my songs, I was very flattered, truly, like that would inspire her. But also at the same time was thinking, this is probably just a lot of big talk and is not the kind of thing that actually comes to fruition. And I grossly underestimated Natalie.
So when you were thinking about, you know, ranch and musical and all, did you have a moment with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, or did you have a Gene Autry moment?
You know, I didn't put it together until much later, but I've told Natalie this, that like, because Gene Autry and Roy Rogers movies were what initially like inspired me to want to play guitar and sing, it just hit me like a ton of bricks when I was finally like flying out to do this, like, oh my gosh, I'm singing in a musical movie, like as if I'm, you know, in one of my heroes' movies, and it's just too cool. Yeah.
That is so fun. That is so fun. I know you must have a question, or Henry, you must have a question. Henry, do you have a comment or a question?
Well, I'm, of course, now I haven't had a chance to see the movie yet, but I'm just, and what was running through my head all along also was Roy and Gene and all those delightful Westerns. And I was wondering, Natalie, the plot of the film, I've read a description, and I was wondering, did you write it as well as direct it?
I did, yes. Huh. Yeah, which is kind of crazy because I'm not a writer.
You are now.
But now I am, yes. But obviously, I based the music off of Kristen's music, or sorry, I based the movie and the storyline off of Kristen's music. So that helped big time with creating a storyline. And so then I took a stab at the first full screenplay and outline, but towards the end, before we filmed, I did get a professional screenwriter's help with helping us make it all come together. Her name is Elise Bradley. So she came on and did a few final passes of the script, which were game changing. But then in addition, Kristen and her grandparents, who starred in the film as well, Tim and Jan, they were also huge in helping the script come together. Because I had many phone calls with Tim before we filmed to just kind of understand the business of ranching and understand what would realistically happen, what wouldn't happen. And then with him and Kristen on how things are said, you know, I wrote a lot of lines that were written like someone who's grown up in a city said them. And so Kristen was like, actually, we would say it more like this. I'm like, perfect to say that.
Good.
But she really, that was one of the things that impressed me when I, you know, we met for lunch that day in Elko, was, and she gave me the outline, was she already had so many, you know, funny moments, and like the story was really well put together. I was impressed with it. It made me want to like be a part of it. And but it was so great how willing she was to take feedback on, hey, this definitely would sound more natural or more like how a rancher would say it or that kind of thing. So yeah,
how fun. Do you remember, Natalie, when you had that final sort of aha moment where you just knew, I gotta do this? Did you have a moment like that, or maybe it just kind of, you rolled along with it?
I don't know if there was like a big game changing moment. I would like to shout out my husband, Guillermo Armendia, who's been a huge supporter of me following my dreams since we've been together. But then especially around this musical, I mean, he's an engineer. He's like not even in film or anything creative. He's very logical minded. And so he, you know, was very excited about it and just encouraged me the whole time. And really, I think the biggest thing was me asking Kristen. Once I got her blessing on the project and she, you know, was so generous to give us, you know, access to her music and to her personality, to star in the film, it was like, well, nobody's saying no, so now I have to do this thing. And then I would, you know, as the steps kept going, I would ask, you know, people to be involved or figure out locations. And once again, people just kept saying yes. So I'm like, no one's telling me no, so I'm just going to keep going until someone tells me no.
We are going to take another break. We're going to step away. And when we come back in the next segment, we're going to get into more detail specifically about A Ranch Musical. But just for a moment, we want to tell you one of the places that you can order books of many of our guests, like Henry's Greatest Westerns Ever Made and the People Who Made Them. And that is our affiliate page, our Out West Shop affiliate page on bookshop.org. And also, when we come back from that spot, listen up, get your toes tapping. We'll hear another song featured in the movie, this one written and performed by Kristen, The Mule Song. And you will want a mule after you hear this song.
Oh my goodness.
And we'll be right back. Story is everything. Find a great one on Out West Shop's bookshop. Go to outwestshop.com, find books and CDs on the menu, choose Shop Out West on bookshop.org. Browse through featured authors on Rendezvous with a Writer. Explore curated book lists and our featured picks. Add in note cards, calendars, and jigsaw puzzles. One-stop shopping for great gifts. Use the search box to find thousands more titles. Make the switch. Your purchase supports us as independent booksellers. That's our story.
I love the mountains. I love the moon. Between a window and the clouds, when it comes poking through against the skies, purple hue instead of blue. I love the sunshine down by the stream bed at noon, and the echo off the canyon makes one voice become two, and that's why I need a mule. Anytime I want to, I could gain altitude. He'd carry me to places no horse could get to, and he would rarely throw a shoe. He might be stubborn, but I am too. Or I could pack him with some gear and some food and find a spot to build a fire.
Welcome back. I'm Andrew with a Writer. We're talking with Henry, Kristen, and Natalie. Now, Kristen, it's quite a song. Tell us about it.
That's probably one of my most requested songs. It's just fun. I've gotten the opportunity to wrangle mules and go on pack trips, and I don't have a mule yet. I've got horses, but I need a mule.
Or two. And that song, as well as the first song we heard, Cows Around, are two of the songs from her award-winning album, A Place to Land, her most recent, although this has been out a bit. So, Miss Kristen, is there? We just have to ask. This is away from outline of the show tonight, but is there anything coming we can be looking forward to?
Yes. 2020. I've got a whole bunch of new original songs, including one of the songs that I sang in the movie is going to be on it. And yeah, so that is definitely happening this year.
Good. Awesome. Because those of us, right, Natalie, with the fever, you know, you have to feed it. You got to, you know, have
you need more.
Yeah, you got to have more and more and more. Well, okay. Let's see.
Well,
do you want to? Yeah, go ahead.
First, we'll ask Henry if he has any questions before I go on.
Yeah.
Kristen, I was wondering, I know that you're professionally a singer, not an actress prior to this, as far as I know. And I was remembering when I got to talk to Taylor Sheridan about making 1883, and I asked him if he was nervous about resting this whole show on the shoulders of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, who are, you know, mainly singers rather than actors, if he was scared of relying on them. And he told me that, no, that really acting is, singing is just acting with rhythm. And so he wasn't worried. And I was wondering if you were worried going into this.
The answer is yes. I did not have experience. So I was definitely nervous about that part, and Natalie told me the same thing. She's like, well, you already get up on stage and you know, it's not that different, but to me it's very different. However, because when I'm on stage, I'm still like performing as myself, so that's actually what made this role feel like I was it was doable for me, not being an actor, is that Natalie based the character kind of around who I am. And I was able, even though it's a fictional story, I was able to, you know, my character has my own name, and I'm a girl who lives on a ranch and things, and, you know, very much who I am in real life. And so that made it much easier to feel like I could act in that role.
And Natalie, this was your first as a director. So had you worked with a lot of actors before? Did you have to kind of figure out how to help be prepared to sort of help coach Kristen along?
Yeah, so this was my first role, first time of directing. Before this, I have much more experience in the camera department as a cinematographer. So I'm not too far from the action, but it is definitely different directing the visuals versus directing human beings. But for my day job, I actually work in the aerospace industry, and I film a lot of, you know, rocket scientists and trying to get them to act or to be comfortable on camera. You know, I was like, Kristen, it's going to be a breeze. Like, it's you're going to be totally fine. You have stage presence. So I was not worried about it at all because of the experience that I've had in more recent years working with people who are very averse to being on camera.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, do we want to start talking about the movie?
Yeah.
What's it about? What's the brief storyline?
So, a ranch musical, I like to call it, it's a love story for the rural American West. And we kind of touched on it a little bit, but Kristen, it's about a young female rancher named Kristen, because I wasn't too original in the name. The name changes. And her family's ranch is on the brink of foreclosure. And so she has to find a way to keep it alive. And so in walks in a new city boy neighbor with squeaky, clean, shiny boots. And he wants to introduce all this new technology to ranchers. And so Kristen must decide if she wants to continue her ways of traditional ranching or broaden her horizons to incorporate some technologies to keep her ranch alive. And there may or may not be, you know, a love story that goes along with it.
Were there any films that inspired, as you began to put it together, Natalie, did you look at any films that sort of inspired the look of the film or the direction of the film?
Definitely. I mean, I grew up watching musicals of all kinds, loved musicals. Yeah. And actually, I think one of the biggest inspirations early on was when Kristen and I were talking about choreography. And she had brought up actually this The Sound of Music, which is one of my all-time favorite musical movies. And so that ended up being a huge inspiration for both the look and feel of the film, just in how we did choreography and how some of the scenes were filmed. And so I really appreciated that.
Yeah. And then there is another film, I think, from your pitch deck. By the way, your pitch deck was wonderful. We've never looked at or knew what a pitch deck was before. Would you just, what is a pitch deck? Can you just...
Oh, that's great. Yes. Yeah. Well, in the film world, pitch decks are very common. It's a way to kind of showcase, it's a PowerPoint presentation. It's a visual deck that goes over the storyline and also kind of explains the visuals and what a finished film is going to look and or feel like. And so that is what you're talking about, which is somewhat on our website. If you go to our website, you'll get a feel of that, but obviously with stills from the production, as opposed to originally it was stills from, you know, photos I could find online or pictures from
right
my travels or whatever it is. So
yeah, there's that beautiful one that we all know from Sound of Music with Julie Andrews as the main character with that gorgeous, you know, backdrop. And as I see you here with that gorgeous backdrop, I can very easily imagine Kristen against that backdrop, which is like home for her, you know.
Speaking of backdrops, I have to ask this ridiculous question. I'm looking at Natalie, and I'm thinking I see things moving in the background.
Oh, that's when she moves against the...
Is that it?
It's the virtual background.
At first, I thought I saw a cowboy, and then I thought I saw a barn, so I thought maybe I didn't have anything to drink tonight.
That's
so
good.
I do have, I have a cowboy hat behind me in case the virtual background failed. You would have just seen a blank wall. There's also a cowboy hat back there.
In a moment, we're going to ask Sam, our DJ tonight, to play Old Soul. But before we do, Kristen, this song to me, first time, you know, the album's been out a while, so I've become very familiar with the music. When I heard Old Soul for the first time, I thought, she has just written her life story.
Yeah.
Tell us about Old Soul. And then, Sam, if you're listening, we're going to call for it in just a moment.
Very much so. I mean, Old Soul really is, I've always been an old soul. And I love that Natalie chose to use this song in the film because, in fact, I think that's probably one of the songs that helped her shape the character, and it wind up being so close to who I feel comfortable, you know, being as that character, because it really does tell a lot about me. And I get to play the rancher that is an old soul and clings to the traditional things, and that really is me. But I just love how, you know, the film you know, pushes me outside that comfort zone, and I get to see the good things in technology too. So
okay, so Sam, if you're listening, we'd love to hear Old Soul.
She likes to live by the code of the cowboy, and she's mesmerized by a simpler time, a throwback to back when people used fountain pens and still sat on their porch telling lies. And she wants to raise calves just like Grandpa does. She don't keep up with what is, she keeps up with what was. Her generation finds her taste a bit strange, 'cause her fashion's outdated by 80 years and some change. They call her
Welcome back. Welcome back to Rendezvous with a Writer. We're talking to Henry Park, Kristen Harris, and Natalie Armandia. And we just heard this wonderful song.
Old Soul.
Soul.
So great. So is a fountain pen still your favorite way to sign things, Kristen?
I love fountain pens.
I do too.
Natalie, we want to ask, did you have community involvement with your movie?
Definitely. This, I mean, like most things, it takes a village. And this movie would not have happened without so many people's involvement, participation, generosity, donations. I mean, we could start first with the ranch that we filmed at. It is actually a good friend of my husband's. His name is Jordan Wright, and the ranch, the name of the ranch is the James J. Wright Ranch, and it's out in Tuscarora, Nevada, and they have this beautiful plot of land that you can see in the virtual background behind me, and they really opened up their home and their land and their hearts and everything to us and the crew. And putting their home on film, which, you know, can be very scary, but I've been visiting them for years and taking photographs when I go there, and just their land is so beautiful. And I'm like, this has to be in something. And so they were so generous with letting us film on their property. It was a dream set. Yes. And then the town of Elko was huge for making this project come to life. The Western Folklife Center is the organization that puts on the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering. And so not only were they a huge part of helping this idea, you know, come to fruition, but also we used their G3 theater as one of our filming locations. We filmed outside of their location. We filmed all around this block of right near the Western Folklife Center. And we got to film in the local coffee shop in town, Cowboy Joe Coffee. The real estate office was our bank scene. Joe Brown's Coldwell real estate office. And so really it was, I mean, and then we had actors from town, and we had crew come by from town. So really it was a huge community project, I would say.
That's great.
Henry, do you have any, we're going to go to the last song real quickly here, but Henry, do you have anything you'd like to add or ask or share?
Oh, yes. Well, I was wondering, because of course, now I've got an outline of what the story is about. And we've heard some of the music, and we're going to hear some more. And Chris, and I was wondering, are you playing a singer in the show? Is the story told through the songs, a la Sound of Music, or, well, how? That's a basic question. How is the music brought in?
So like a typical musical, like there's songs throughout, and they do help tell the story, and you know, I'm singing them as if, you know, it's part of the story. But also there is one song where it's the dance in town. We've got extras all from the town of Elko. And it's known that I am a singer and I get called up on stage and I'm a live song too. So
yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
And if Sam is listening, Sam, we're gonna skip the Out West Shop ad and go right to Yodeling Fever. Stay tuned.
Started by the mountain Swiss, I sing it with a western twist, a sound that you just can't resist when you've got that yodeling fever. A yodel's great to bring a smile if you do it right in the cowboy style on the Texas trail where the west is wild. Go and spread that yodeling fever. It must be the yodeling fever. I've got it now, there's nothing I can.
Welcome back to Running with a Writer. Obviously, yodeling fever, and I could never do that.
No, no, but I hope you were singing along. That was Yodeling Fever from an album of Kristen's called Down the Trail. And folks, we are almost out of time. So, Kristen, where can people find you, follow you, and buy your music?
KristenHarris.com, KristyN. And of course, Facebook and Instagram, I'm on there as Kristen Harris. So, and then my music is on all the different platforms. You can find me there too.
Yeah. And Natalie, tell us where we can find more, follow you and such.
Yes, well, I will focus on the project, but you can find more about the project at ranchmusical.com. And we're on Instagram and Facebook at Ranch Musical Movie.
Yeah. Okay. And Mr. Henry Park, what's up next for you and where can people find and follow you?
I don't know what's up next, but you can always find me at henryswesternroundup.blogspot.com and in True West Magazine. And as you mentioned, in my book, The Greatest Westerns Ever Made and the People Who Made Them.
And we see Henry, and we're so honored that he's able to join us. He's a busy guy, the first Thursday of every month. And I'm just going to do a little shout out, Henry, because this is the first Thursday in February with award-winning author and historian Paul Hutton. And we will be discussing his book, The Undiscovered Country. And this is quite a book, and it was just highlighted in the newest issue of True West Magazine, as well as one of the best books from 2025. So, Henry, we're going to see you on February 5th, I think it is, with Mr. Paul Hutton. And we're going to just take a moment before we say goodbye to everybody to let you know what's happening next week. We will have the CEO of Dusty Saddles Publishing, Nick Whale, with us, along with one of his authors. We'll be coming back for a second visit, Scott McCray. We'll be talking about Scott's book, Ezra Flint, U.S. Marshal, Flint's Honor. And then Nick is going to also talk about a couple of other books from two other of their best-selling authors. And it'll be a very engaging, entertaining conversation, those two gentlemen will really, really be fun. We want to thank everybody for being with us tonight.
We do.
Yes. And thank you, Natalie and Kristen. And thank you, Henry. Thank you to DJ Sam Hassan, owner of LA Talk Radio, that was pulling, spinning the tunes tonight. Jim, do you have a quote?
We have a quote. And this is from the great man of Western film, John Wayne. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway.
And do you have a final comment?
as we always say, it's always a great day out west.
Keep writing, keep filming, and we'll keep reading and watching. We'll see you down the trail. See you next week.
Thank you. Goodbye, folks.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.